Okay, have you figured it out yet? Where are you gonna go? Where are you gonna go? Okay, see you later. Oh my god, it is 1930 UTC. Oh, we're back. The time at which the dubious bathtub committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the dubious bathtub committee. And I'm getting in the bathtub right now. Pippa doesn't know what to do. She is in and out of the bathroom, being a cat. So, oh yeah. Okay. I'm good. I'm settled. I'm ready to go. So I woke up this morning. Well, really this afternoon. On this lovely Wednesday. This lovely new moon Wednesday. Go outside and look for the moon. You cannot find it. And I slept really well. I went to bed a little bit earlier than I have been for the last couple days, and I thought, okay, this will be good. I'll sleep well. I'll get up a little bit earlier. Well, I did sleep well, but when I woke up, I thought, you know, I think I'll lay here a little bit longer. And then I fell asleep until about 20 minutes after noon. So yeah, I got up first thing this afternoon. And when I got up, oh, my left leg was weird. My hip hurt, and my knee hurt. And I want to say my ankle hurt, but not quite. I had this weird, funny pain going down my leg. I could feel it in my shin. What was that all about? I do not know. So here I am, sitting in the bathtub, to see if I can get some relief, because it's kind of painful. I'm sitting here with a cup of tea. It's a little bit hot still, but it's good. Oh my god. And I don't know where the cat went. The cat has left the bathroom. And maybe because the water is running. Lately, she's been shying away from the running water because the water splashes up and little drips will get on a kitty, and kitties don't like to have drips on them. Well, some do, but my cat is not one of those cats. So Pippa is elsewhere. And as soon as I turn the water off, she'll probably come back in to see what's going on. I should start thinking about doing that soon. Bathtub's getting kind of cool. Oh, and here we have her. Hi, Pippa. Hello. What are you doing? What are you doing? So Pippa's standing on the floor with her front paws up on the side of the tub, and she's looking at the water level. And she's saying, oh, this is so crazy. Why do people sit in bathtubs? It's so wacky. Probably should turn this off. Oh, yeah. But,
well, what is it? Well, what do you think? You like the bathtub. You are the kitty who likes to sit in the bathtub when it's empty. And what are you drinking? You're eating the Tobe soup. Yeah. That's the other thing. My cat always has to drink a little bit of the bathwater. Okay, you're so wacky.
I'm gonna lean back here. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, where are you going now? Where are you going, Pippa?
Now she's going to try to open the cabinets under the sink, because that's fun for cats. Let's try to open everything up. Boy, I can really hear a ring today. Can you hear that? My bathroom is tiled, and boy, it's really ringing today. It's really making me crazy. I can hear that very, very short reverb. Na, 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 na. And the resonant frequency is this note. Na, there it is. Oh, yes. I know the resonant frequency of my bathroom. You can hear that. I wonder if that's being picked up on the microphone. It's already driving me crazy. What did you find, Pippa? Pippa is playing under the toilet with, one of my combs. The comb that was previously on the counter, which she knocked off because it's fun to knock things off of counters when you're a cat. Isn't that right, Pippa? Yes, that's so true. That is just a fact. Just a fact. Oh, ow. And here she comes over here. Hi, baby. What are you doing? What you doing? Are you gonna jump up here? What are you doing? The bathtub is just eye level for Pippa. What I see your fuzzy head. What are you doing, Pofu Pofu John? You want to get up on the bathtub? Oh, hello. Now she's up on the edge. Hi, good jump. And now we're going to play Kitty Balance Beam, where we're just going to sit our fluffy butt right here on the edge. So here's Pippa, sitting right here, right next to me, on the edge of the bathtub, trying to figure out why human beings would sit in a tub full of water. Because that's just madness for cats. Do you think that's kitty madness? What are you looking for? What's up there? There's nothing up there. Such a baby. Oh. Oh, yeah. And you know, my back was getting a little bit cramped up last night, but that straightened itself out overnight, apparently, so that's good. Okay, see you later. Oh, where are you going? Pippa has jumped over to the toilet. She's standing on the toilet trying to get up onto the back of the toilet, but has decided not to do so. Because that's what she normally likes to do. Jumps up onto the back of the toilet, and then that allows her to walk across the towel rack to the sink. And then once we're over there, it's just fun to knock things onto the floor. Because cats. Oh, cats are so nice. Oh, yay for hot water. Oh. So I'm a rumbling and a grumbling today. Oh. What am I doing? I don't know. Yesterday was election day in America. And if you're listening in some country other than America, let me just say that here in America, we like to vote. And it doesn't matter that we're not voting for anything important. Or there goes Pippa. And now Pippa is standing on the towel rack. Oh, good balancing, good kitty tricks. Now she has made it over to the counter. What can she knock over? The toilet paper roll? Yeah, knock that onto the floor, will ya? Thanks. And there it goes. Oh, that's good kitty business. Doing my kitty job. That's what Pippa says. I got my clothes piled up over there, so she can't do too much damage today, I don't think. Oh, so we'll just let her rampage up there. What are you doing? Now she's standing in the sink. What are you doing in the sink? You know that's where water likes to live. Oh, playing a dangerous game. That's where water lives. You better not go in there. I don't know what she's doing. Oh, cats. So crazy. So, I woke up this morning, well, this afternoon, about, 50 minutes ago, not even an hour ago. And I had a song stuck in my head, and it still sort of is. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. Hey, love. Hey, love. My boyfriend is back. And Pippa has seemed to have left. She jumped down and seems to have left the bathroom. Oh, my boyfriend's back. He's gonna save my reputation. God. That really was some horrible music. Oh. Why is my foot crampy, too? That's weird. Anyway. So, yes. Yesterday was election day. And I can't watch any TV because all they're showing is election results. And the truth of the matter is, I don't care. Why don't I care? Well, I don't know. I just can't bring myself to care. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Tobe, what are you, some kind of anarchist? Well, kind of, but not really. It's not that I'm an anarchist. It's not that I'm against government. But I'm not for government either. I'm very government neutral. I don't care about the government. I don't care what the government does because, strangely enough, it doesn't really affect me. People running around, oh, we gotta make laws about this and laws about that. Well, that's great. What you do has no bearing on my life. Is that by choice? It might be. Because let me tell you one universal truth. When it comes to voting for your government representative, you don't really get to choose your government representative. You do not get to choose who represents you in our government. Yes, we do. We can pick between two candidates. Yeah, you have a choice of two people. Two people who weren't selected by the people. These are two people. One of them's a Republican, one of them's a Democrat. And this is a person who believes that they should be a leader. They should be a government person. They should be blah. Why do they think that? No reason other than it's their own opinion. Now, here's the universal truth that you need to know. So pay attention. And you might even want to write this down. So I'm going to give you a minute to either get a piece of paper and a pen or a crayon or open up a window for your notepad or whatever. So get your stuff together here and prepare to write down what I'm about to say. Are you ready? Good. Write this down. Anyone who thinks they know what's best for everyone doesn't. That is to say, anyone who thinks they know what's best for everyone is wrong. But yet these people, they feel like they need to be in political office because they think they know what's best. They think they know what's best for you. They think they know what's best for me. How is that possible? These people have never met me. They may have met you, but they sure as hell haven't met me. They don't even know who I am. How can they possibly know what's best for me? They can't. It is impossible. Therefore, they don't. Therefore, they cannot represent me. How about you? Anyone who believes they know what's best for everyone is wrong. No matter what. That is not my opinion. That is an axiom. Think about it. How can anyone know what's best for everyone? And how can one thing be the best option for everyone? People are diverse. People have different needs. People have different wants. And I can tell you right now, nobody knows what's best for me. I don't even know. And I know me better than anybody else on the planet.
Well, Toad, that just means you should run for government because you're a musical government genius.
Well, let me just tell you this. I'm obviously the leader of my own government. Come on. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. How do you know that's not the highest office in the land? Dubious Goals Committee. I'm the chairman. And guess what? This is not an elected position. No, it's not. I came to power via coup. That's right. I staged a coup in my own home. Was it a bloodless coup? No. It was extremely violent. There were blowguns involved. Possibly even fireworks. And I probably bled. I'm always bleeding for some reason that I don't know. Here's a good example. On the back of my hand, I have this strange cut in the back of my right hand up near my knuckles. When did that happen? That happened a couple days ago. I don't remember it happening. I woke up and there's blood on my hand. Well, that was like 2 days ago? That's weird. Why am I bleeding? I don't remember getting injured. See, this happens to me all the time. All the time. Usually what happens is I'm sitting around and doing something, and then something itches. So, like, there'll be an itch on my foot or something, and I'll go to scratch it. And then as I look down, I'll notice, oh, that's not an itch. I'm bleeding. Why is there blood all over my foot? When did this happen? How do you not notice injuring yourself to the point where you're bleeding? Well, welcome to my life. Anyone who knows what's best for everyone, vote for me. So yeah, so I can't watch TV today because every channel, oh, the election, blah, 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 the Democrats, blah, 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 the Republicans, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Everybody voted. Here's some numbers. Aren't you impressed by numbers? Look, we can say numbers. Aren't we important? Wow, I'm glad you feel that way. I think people are putting a little bit too much. What's the word I'm looking for here? Too much faith in numbers? Yeah, numbers are great. I think they're fun. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean we need to worship numbers. Not necessarily. All the mathematicians who are listening right now are going, oh, you blasphemer! You Philistine! Oh my God, what a day I'm having. And it just started. To think I have 18 hours to go. Oh my God. So yeah, here I am, sitting in my bathtub, thinking about what it is I need to do today. I don't think I've got anything on the old agenda today. Nah, not really. So, what I will do is I will watch some anime. Last night, I started watching a particular anime, a shoujo anime. I do love shoujo stuff. And it's something I'm familiar with, because last night I was sitting there thinking, oh, I want to watch something. And I was watching some documentaries about some stuff, and I thought, I need to watch some fiction. I need to watch some chick fiction. And I thought, what do I need to watch? And the funny thing is you can't really look stuff up on YouTube. Well, the way I do it through my TV is not efficient or good. I can't look up Japanese stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I decided to take a different tact. And I said to myself, what was that one story that I used to read in the magazine Shoujo Beat about the two girls named Nana? Well, it's called Nana. And I thought, I'm going to look up Nana, see if Nana is on YouTube. And sure enough, I did find it. And I started watching it. And the funny thing is, when I started reading Nana, I sort of started reading in the middle, so I didn't know the beginning of the story. Well, I knew the beginning of the story because it sort of, it comes out in the story, but I thought, I think I'll start watching Nana. So I started watching the anime. And I'm now all caught up on the backstory. And the next episode I need to watch, I think, is just about where I jumped in when I started reading the manga. So that's something I'm kind of looking forward to. I am enjoying the anime adaptation. It is a little bit different. Not in the story, but the art is a little off. You know, the original artist doesn't do the anime. And the manga was just beautiful. But I think they're doing a good job in the anime, but they've added a couple of things that I don't like. But that's okay. And it's a little bit toned down art-wise. Some of the detail isn't there, but it's still pretty good. It's still pretty decent. However, this is kind of a musical anime, just because one of the Nanas, this story is these two girls. They're both named Nana, and they are friends. And they live together. One of the Nanas is in a band, in a punk band, and the other Nana is kind of more of your Lolita type, kind of goofball kind of chick. And because one of the Nanas is in a band, Nana O, oh, there's music. And sometimes I can't stomach this kind of music. And I don't know, I guess it's kind of tolerable. Because even though they're supposed to be in this punk band, the music isn't punk. It's chick pop. Oh, it's okay. So I'm going to be watching some more of that today. And that'll be fun. Oh. And I was thinking, what was I thinking? It's pretty good. The one thing I like about Nana is that it was originally made for slightly older girls and not me and, you know, women. Not just, you know, teenage girls. And so it's not that thematic high school romance farce kind of thing. It's actually a little bit more real life. Girls are sleeping with boys. Nobody is getting a bloody nose. None of the girls are getting a bloody nose from seeing a boy with his shirt off. Which I think is one of the funniest conventions of manga and anime. That's one of the aspects of Achikochi that I liked the most. There was one particular character, one girl, who was just so overwhelmed by cuteness and or romantic gestures that she would get a bloody nose anytime anything cute happened. And that was about every 5 frames, which I thought was funny. But Achikochi,
It's a little different. Achi Kochi's fun. But Nana is serious. It is teen drama. It is drama. Speaking of drama, I'm going to turn the hot water on here, heat this tub up a little bit, because we're losing some of our heat. And I need that heat in my hip and in my knee. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to going back and watching Nana. And all the inherent drama. So that's what I'm doing today. I gotta take it easy. What did I do to my hip? Did I just sleep weird? Did I sleep in a strange position? No, that's not possible, because if I would have been on that side, I would have messed up my shoulder too. And my shoulder isn't, you know, overly bad today. So how did my hip get messed up? Did I go out and walk a lot yesterday? No. I don't even think I left the house yesterday. Maybe I did. What did I do? I don't know. Yeah. See, my knee feels like it might be flexing a little bit better now, so that's good. Yeah, so I wonder what the weather's like outside today. It looked like it was rainy, but I'm not sure. I wonder how cold it is. I wonder if I can go outside today. Nah, I doubt it. All right, now this bathtub's about to overflow. So we gotta turn the water off. Oh, I'm turning it the wrong way. My foot is so dumb. Go off. There we go. Are we about to cause a flood? No, I think we're good. The water is 1 centimeter below the edge of the tub. Nah. What happened to the ring? What happened to the reverb ring? Did it really change that much just by adding a little bit of water? Well, it's kind of a lot of water. But yeah, that's perfectly possible. Oh, the physics of my bathtub. So fascinating. So wondrous. I do like physics. Maybe I could write a book. The Physics of the Bathroom by Dr. Tobe. Although, I am not a doctor. Obviously, I'm playing one on the radio. Wait, no, I'm not. What is even going on here? What is even happening? Nobody even knows. Dubious Goals Committee, what does that even mean? I don't understand what this radio is about. What's happening? I don't understand it. SDF, it's so weird and crazy. Yeah, well, what are you gonna do? I know I'm not gonna do anything. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Bathtub Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm going to sit here in the bathtub, the hot, hot bathtub, for another half an hour or so. But I've run out of time to do the talking thing, so I'm going to leave you to do whatever you need to do. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
The third due to the time will be 20 hours 00 minutes precisely.